Welcome to episode 29 of Classical Matters. I'm Crystal Joy Campbell, your host. Thanks for being here. Starting with episode 25, we've journeyed through the whys, whats, and how-tos of the five stages of mimetic teaching. Have a listen, because these episodes give us a springboard to get us on our way and set the course to hone our craft. So stick around as we wrap up this mini-series on mimetic teaching. If you are joining us for the first time today, mimetic teaching is one of the two teaching tools or modes used by classical educators. This tool can really transform our lessons. I find my children actually learn better when I use the five stages of mimetic teaching. Jump back to episodes 25 through 28 and have a listen. It's really worth it. They will catch you up on this whole mimetic teaching thing. Now let's jump in. The five stages or steps of mimetic teaching are preparation, presentation, comparison, expression, and application. Let's take a look at the two that we haven't covered yet, presentation and comparison. I won't spend too much time on these stages because, in general, I found that most curriculum, classical or not, contain these two stages. Let's just become aware of what they are so that we can recognize them in our current curriculum. Presentation is stage two. It's where we present the concept, idea, or topic of the lesson to the student. And this is presented with more than one example. In this stage, we present the concept in a variety of ways. This can be in the form of examples, illustrations, or types, but each type needs to embody what you are wanting the student to learn. They should be similar, but yet have distinctly different features. So here we lay out the concept and present it in 3 to 5 different examples or types. This stage requires active teaching by using direct instruction, and it really lays the groundwork for imitation, so be sure the examples are clear. 25% of your lesson is spent here, so in a 40-minute lesson, that's like 9 or 10 minutes. Now, stage two, presentation, flows nicely into stage three, comparison. In a 40-minute lesson, we'll spend about 8 to 9 minutes in stage three. That's about 20% of your lesson time. And this stage is exactly what the title indicates. It's where we guide the student in comparing the examples we've presented. This is where connections start to be made. Their brain wants to make connections and is eager to do this. It's a more lively part of the lesson, where the student is more active and animated, as each connection is a type of a light bulb moment. Your job as a teacher is to ask really good questions and to show great restraint. And this can be hard. I know I really struggled with it. I'd often jump in and make the connection for my child. It pained me to see my child struggle. But as I grew as a classical educator and honed my craft, I came to recognize the difference between wrestling with learning and drowning in the learning. We need to give the student the opportunity to really wrestle with the learning. We need to practice restraint. Mimetic teaching not only benefits the student, but it cultivates us as educators as well. We hone our craft as we use this tool. Episodes 25 to 29 were just a brief introduction to mimetic teaching. Now I know these short episodes of Classical Matters give you a springboard to propel you on your way, but I also know that there are some of you homeschool mamas out there who want to go deeper, who want to take some time this summer to hone your craft and take your growth as a classical educator more seriously. And I have just the thing for you. I'll be hosting live, online, and in-person interactive workshops, seminars, and events this summer. These offerings will develop you as a classical educator and equip you to have a stellar school year in the fall. All this information is coming out next week. I'll speak to it in the podcast, but you'll also be able to find it on my website. The info goes live next week. I'm so excited about this and pumped to finally get the opportunity to meet some of you and share with you insights and knowledge about classical education which I've gleaned in my more than a decade-long journey. If you want to be on the first-to-know list, where you get all the happenings before they go live to the public, shoot me off a quick email at info@crystaljoycampbell.com. I hope these short episodes of Classical Matters give you a springboard for the rest of your week to think, explore, contemplate, ponder, and discuss classical education. I would love to hear from you because real transformation happens through dialogue, conversation, and community. Share this with a friend and follow the Classical Matters podcast and join in the great conversation of classical education. Don't forget to tune in next week for our special homeschool edition of Classical Matters. Blessings for your week.